Our kindergarten is a deep-rooted kindergarten that was founded 20 years ago. It provides services to the marginalized areas in the Gaza Strip, like the distant areas by the borders. It provides services to all categories like people of martyrs' families and prisoners' families. The services include the poor families like the children of the workers who stopped working.
The Islamic Jihad movement tried to contribute to the society. It established hospitals, centers for handicap care, and kindergartens. It also has a strong presence in universities, academies, and syndicates of different professions and fields. One never feels that the Islamic Jihad movement is only a bullet against Israel.
The Palestinian Islamic Jihad contributed to providing social services through charitable organizations. These organizations take care of the families of the martyrs, the prisoners, and the wounded who have been targeted by the Israeli occupation army that destroys life in Palestine with all means.
I'm the father of martyr Mervat Masood. In fact, the situation is hard, but thank Allah, then Mujahid Al-Quds Foundation that helps the families of martyrs. It fulfills their needs and provides medications too. The foundation pays the families visits in Eid and different occasions and helps them as much as it can, thanks to Allah.
I am Abdul Fattah Mahmoud Juda, the father of martyr Mahmoud Juda. I visit Mujahid Al-Quds Foundation for help. I would like to thank them for the efforts they exert for me and for the daughters, the wife, and the mother of the martyr. His daughters and wife receive a monthly allowance and good care. With the help of Allah, his mother was sick, needed a disc surgery, and could not walk for 6 months. With the help of Allah, Mujahid Al-Quds Foundation paid the entire expenses of the surgery.
We in the Islamic Jihad movement felt that we should establish an institution to take care of the families of the martyrs, prisoners and fighters in the occupation prisons. This includes the prisoners and the wounded there who need permanent and continuous medical care or social services for the families of the martyrs and their children.
The family of martyr Mervat Masood is one of the families that became poor. Then, fatal diseases invaded the bodies of the parents. These diseases require many medications, and they may need to travel abroad.
This is true. I am the father of the commando Mervat Masood. Her mother is a cancer patient. We went to Mujahid Al-Quds Foundation and they stood by us in an honorable way. Until now, every time we travel for medical treatment, they try to help us as much as they can.
I am a sick woman and our financial status is hard, but thank Allah, Mujahid Al-Quds Foundation helped when my husband and I traveled to receive medical treatment. Going to Israel is cheaper, but we are not allowed, so the foundation helped us to go to Egypt.
Among those whom the Palestinian Islamic Jihad did not forget are the men targeted by the Israeli occupation warplanes and tanks. They had their body limbs amputated or became handicapped because of their injuries. They are still receiving medical treatment and care. The specialized entities of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad are sponsoring them and providing them with all their needs to have dignified lives.
In fact, such an institution rises above the hard reality we live because of the circumstances our Palestinian nation is going through. This includes the unjust Israeli siege. These institutions support the civilian society inside the Gaza Strip and try to help people overcome their pain and troubles as much as possible. They also exert every effort, so they are like light in the life of the wounded people and the civilian society.
As I was heading to work in Gaza through Al-Saftawi Street, I was surprised by a Zionist bombing. The Zionist targeting caused me wounds and damage in the left side of my body, specifically in my left arm and leg. When I was at the hospital, Muhjat al-Quds institution took care of me. It provided my medicine and needs as a patient. It also provided me with a bed and many other necessary things.
I was injured on April 5, 2011. My legs were amputated. I traveled with the help of Muhjat al-Quds Foundation. I left for a year and went to Syria to receive the treatment. Then from there I left to Iran and I received a complete treatment. Our brothers in Iran did their best with the medication. Thank God, I had artificial limbs in Iran and as you can see, I can walk normally.
The services were not limited to those who were targeted by the occupation. They were expanded to more than that when the Palestinian Islamic Jihad established hospitals and medical clinics that provide services to all the Palestinians, especially those who live in the poor and distant neighborhoods.
I have diabetes and I had a cut with glass. I came here and they helped me with the treatment. I come here every day to change the plaster on the cut. I do not go anywhere else. Thank God, changing the plaster is for free because my financial status is hard. I have had this disease for a long time. It's not new.
This center established 1 year ago. We were established in the 1st of January 2013, and we are now coming to the second year of providing this service in this area. And this area of in Gaza Strip camps, it is a very isolated area. There is no any health centers here, and those people are very poor people. And they need the health service, and they are away from hospitals and other health centers.
Thus, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad had to develop its media, which became one of the most influential tools for the local, Arab, and international audiences. Therefore, the movement had its own position that could not be ignored among the Palestinian people. It also had an Islamic, Arab, and international presence as a Palestinian resistance faction.
Now there are many websites for the Islamic Jihad on the internet. There are radio stations and a TV channel. There are some publications and books distributed with the title of Islamic Jihad. We believe completely that the media has a role in general life. As for Palestine, that became the site of this brutal conflict, media become that much more important. Media have great significance to express the situation and combat the Israeli aggression, which is using the weapons of modern media too.
We thank the Islamic Jihad movement that supported and defended this radio station. We in this station carry the Palestinian cause and make the cause of the prisoners a priority by focusing on it. It is merely a humanitarian cause as we care about them. We also have our own program cycle in which we combine the prisoners' affairs with the public affairs. The prisoners in jails also want to listen to and know what happens outside.
The last polls confirmed that Al-Quds radio station and the prisoner's station were of the most popular stations among the Palestinian population. Although their fund and facilities come from the Islamic Jihad movement, their language is not partisan. Moreover, our weapons will continue being present in front of the Zionist enemy as long as there is an occupied land and sacred places being Judaized, and a siege imposed on the people of the Gaza Strip. It will be there as long as there is continuous Zionist cruelty against our land, people, sanctities, and prisoners inside the jails too. The weapons of the Islamic Jihad never stop. لا يمكن أن يغمد سلاح الجهاد الإسلامي.